Into the abyss of human misery he came. And though a babe, yet was his heart aflame with the glory of God. Into the abyss, the glory of God for the world of men. Into the abyss, where once he dared to drink the cup of sorrow, and then faced the consequence of that abyss, and bore upon his flawless frame the symbols of all human sin expressed. And in a tragic stroke, the grand illusions laid to rest of man's inherent dignity. Strange it is that all the tragedies of time have not sufficed to prove to man the depths of that accursed clime to which his soul was born. Nor has it dawned upon his darkened heart that e'en the noble things of man are part of vain facade, and all the liberty in which he revels to indulge his selfish soul is but a bondage from the chains of which the grace of God alone can set him free. And so, insensitive to all but grosser earthly things, and unaware the raft to which he blindly clings is rudderless and without sail, he drifts through life, grasping, striving, bearing fortune's perfidies, until that disenchanting moment when the spirit flees the mortal cage and knows that all he lived for was but ashes, and all the good he shunned, the stuff of which eternal bliss is made. Thus the abyss to which he came, the majesty of God enshrined for all the world to see, the blessed Son of Man. Into the abyss, the Son of God, with the power to free the souls of all, in one great deed of holy and unselfish love, and now on eagle's wings, the souls of those who will may soar, and, unencumbered by the chains of demon power, know the thrill of life fulfilled, the joy of harmony with him in whom the timeless universe remains secure.